You're listening to a message brought to you by Christian Life Church, Ross on Wye. To find out more about us, go to www.clch.cc.
Good morning. Good. Well, you used the word chase, me chasing after God, and it's a little bit relevant to what I want to share. What God's put on my heart is about our journey of faith, because we're all on a road, chasing after God, but on a journey of faith. And it comes from what really provoked it was Psalm 84, verse 5. If you want to look at Psalm 84, then look at it. But I'll talk about Psalm 84, but verse 5 says, "Blessed are those whose strength is in you, who have set their hearts on pilgrimage," on the journey. So a pilgrim is a traveler on a journey to a holy place. But don't worry, I'm not going to tell you all that we're going to make a pilgrimage to Jerusalem. That is not in my mind. But it really got me thinking that we are on a journey, aren't we? A journey of faith. And it is like a pilgrimage. So there are physical pilgrimages, aren't there? You hear about the old days of people going to Canterbury and the Muslims go to Mecca for their pilgrimage. I noticed, having landed here in Hereford, there's even a pub called The Pilgrim, isn't there, on the way to Hereford. So maybe they used to do pilgrimages to Hereford, perhaps to see the Mappamundi or something. Oh, thank you very much. So, and today, our good friends Peter and Jane from London, they've done the pilgrimage all the way to Ross. And I've just met Paul and Debbie here. They've done the journey all the way from where I'm in Dorset, so welcome to you too. But you and I, and all of us, aren't we? We're pilgrims in a foreign land. We're aliens, and we're on a journey. And our ultimate pilgrimage destination is heaven. And our immediate destination is one more step closer to God. And that's really what is on my heart, to talk about the fact that we have something to be excited about, because tomorrow we can take one more step on the journey towards God. Ours is a journey of faith, and it's walking with God. So our church leaders here have given us a challenge this year to say go, which is really good, isn't it? And perhaps this is another aspect of our going. God has purpose in our journey of faith. It's going to take twists and turns and things that happen in our lives, but he's got work for each one of us to do. So let's be those that go. But the good news is our trajectory is a journey to glory. So there are some amazing things that just struck me from this psalm about the journey that we are on, but which I'll come to specifically. But let's first look at the build-up to verse 5, because this will set the scene and help us to see what kind of journey we are on. It starts off, "How lovely is your dwelling place, Lord Almighty." The dwelling place in the Old Testament was the temple, but now it's the church. God has found a home. He's finding a home in his people, you and me, through the Holy Spirit, who he has given to us. How lovely is your dwelling place. I love the fact that the psalmist doesn't actually say how lovely it is. He doesn't say, well, you know, the loveliness of God is this wide. The loveliness of your dwelling place is this high. And there's a good reason for that, because it's impossible to say how lovely it is. It's inexpressible. How lovely is your dwelling place, the place where God dwells in his church? It is immeasurably wonderful. And the immeasurable loveliness is what God is building in his church, in you and me. Our pilgrimage is inextricably linked with others. It's about church, the saints that God has given to you and me to love in the place where we live. And then it goes on in verse 2, "My soul yearns, even faints, for the courts of the Lord." The courts is another word for the place where God dwells in his church. The people, not the building. How excited are we about fellowship? Do we faint, that's what it says, do we faint when denied the privilege of meeting God among his people? Are we that excited to be with the saints, to worship in the place of God's dwelling, the place of his courts? My soul yearns, even faints, for his presence. And it goes on in the second part of the couplet, my heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Apparently this cry is a loud cry. It's a loud cry, that's what I've read about it. Not necessarily a joyful one. It's the kind of cry when you're watching a toddler. Have you seen a toddler? And they get upset about something, and their face sort of contorts into a... And then there's that moment of silence, and you know, oh, wait for it. And then the wail comes. You know, they... Yeah! And that's the kind of cry it is. Are we that passionate about dwelling in his courts? My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. And that cry, isn't it, that I want to go deeper with you. I want to chase after you. I want to know you more each day. And note, it's the living God. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. We want church to be living. I thank God for our church leaders here, that they don't want church just to be about programs and social connections and entertainment and self-improvement, but we want our meetings to be where we meet the living God, because that's who he is. And so that's how we want our experience of church to be. Ben says, even the sparrow has found a home, verse 3, the swallow a nest for herself, where she may have her young. This is like an outburst. Even the sparrow's got a home. How much more do we need to remain and live and enjoy and be at home in his dwelling place, in his church? Verse 4, blessed are those who dwell in your house. They are ever praising you. Yes, Lord. Why wouldn't we be praising you when we can be a home for no other than the living God, with our brothers and sisters, being the church? And then verse 5, so that's the build-up to the verse I want to look at. Blessed are those whose strength is in you, whose hearts are set on pilgrimage. The context, verse 1 to 4, is the church, and this is about the journey. We are pilgrims. We are on a journey towards heaven. The journey is upward. It's a journey of exploration. It's an adventure. It's discovering more of who God is. I asked the music group to sing, to play that song, one we sang earlier, and one of the lines says, 10,000 reasons for my heart to find. There is so much scope to go deeper. We have no excuse to take another step on the journey tomorrow. There are 10,000 and more ways in which we can go deeper with God tomorrow. 10,000 ways in which we can take another step on the journey towards heaven, the journey of faith, while we have breath on in this life. Is your heart and mine set on pilgrimage? It means making the most of the journey. It means taking that next step on the road of faith, committing to the journey, grasping the next jewel of the 10,000 pearls that are on offer to us, yearning to know more of him. Father, our Father has a storehouse, isn't he? He's got a storehouse, a huge barn. Imagine that huge barn that he's got for us. It's full of treasures for us to see and know. It's got 10,000 jewels, 10,000 diamonds contained in that barn for us to draw in and to become our own. So this is our pilgrimage, drawing down treasures new and old from his barn. Verse 6 says, they pass through the valley of Baca. They make it a place of springs. The autumn rains also cover it with pools. Baca is, apparently the meaning is difficult, but they think it's thirsty valley, tears and weeping, drought and dryness. There is difficulty on the journey. We all have our difficulties. Some are really hard. There will be tears, but God is able to buy it up for his glory. He walks with us. Apparently, baka could, some people reckon it refers to a shrub or a tree which grows in arid places. What a lovely thought that is. And that's how God, even if things are difficult and we may face dryness, but God wants us to be a tree or a shrub which is able to thrive in arid places and make it a place of springs. On our pilgrimage, do we make the arid places a place of springs for ourselves and for others? Even when things are tough, we can still make it a spring of joy for others, and that's God's promise to us. Verse 7, this is even better. It says, they go on from strength to strength till each appears before God in Zion. This is the journey, going on from strength to strength until each appears before God in Zion. So on a journey, especially a difficult journey, the usual pattern is to go from strength to weakness or fatigue. That was my experience on our Christmas walk a few months ago. I was quite chipper at the start. You know, I thought, yeah, this is okay, I'm ready for a walk. And then you know, as we tackle the inclines and the mud, fatigue began to set in, and by the end, I was well done in. But not so our walk of faith. For those whose strength is in God, we go from strength to strength. So just imagine you're on a journey, going through a very, very long and arduous journey. There's no car to take you, there's no horse even. You are walking, the terrain is challenging, the deserts are dry, perhaps there's hills and heat. And after days of walking in the heat, you're starting to get tired. In fact, this journey goes on for weeks, years, and decades. So why wouldn't you get tired? No. This journey of ours starts today and will last to the end of our life. Maybe it'll be months, maybe it'll be years, maybe it'll be decades. But we can keep getting stronger day by day on this journey. I like this kind of journey. Yeah, it sounds good. It's a journey where you don't get fatigued, you get stronger. We go from strength to strength. Why is that? Because God is our strength. Because he's adding to our spiritual life every day. He's adding in those drops of life, one at a time. One more of those 10,000 reasons for my heart to find. Should we just tomorrow look for that and just another one of those 10,000? Our pilgrimage is an upward journey. Even if our health is failing, we go from strength to strength because God wants to show more to us every day. A stanza in that song says, the sun comes up, it's a new day dawning, it's time to sing your song again. Whatever may pass, whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. Each new day is a day when we can take another step on the journey. It's time to sing his song again. When we go to bed at the end of the day, what is it that will cause us to be singing? It's that we've taken another step on the journey towards heaven. We've seen something more of the beauty of Jesus. That will make us sing when the evening comes. And then verse 10. I love the heart and spirit of this. Do we love church this much? Better is one day in your courts than 1,000 elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wicked. A doorkeeper is first in and last out. He loves to serve and be part of the church, the place where God dwells. He's so keen to be there. He's first in and he's last out. It's like a declaration, is it? The church is full of sinners, we all know that, and it isn't easy necessarily, but it's God's plan for his people, for you and me. So let's get excited about it. It's God's wonderful pattern. I'd rather spend a day in your courts, 1,000 there. It's a bit like when Paul says, compared to knowing God, I count all things but loss, all his great learning and tradition. And Psalm 73 says, whom have I in heaven but thee? It's like a cry out. Yes, Lord, you are the one. You are where it's at. Verse 11. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does he withhold from those whose walk is blameless. No good thing is held back by God on this, our journey of faith. I may not feel blameless, as it talks about those who walk is blameless. I may not feel blameless, but we have the righteousness of Jesus by grace through faith. God holds nothing back from us in our pilgrimage of faith. There are 10,000 pearls and more. So here we are on a pilgrimage. Where are we going? We are walking with God towards heaven, walking towards the arms of Jesus. If you are young, you may have many, many days to go. I used to say to my children, sort things out now whilst you are young. Prove God now. Settle the direction you are taking. It'll be easier than sorting things out later. And if you don't do so now, you may never happen. But if you're in your 30s, 40s, 50s, you are still on the journey. Discover every day one of the 10,000 reasons for my heart to find. If you're older like me, the good news is we're still on the pilgrimage. It isn't too late. Our bodies may be weakening, but with this pilgrimage, we can get stronger every day. We go from strength to strength. The song sums it up, doesn't it? For each day, and our pilgrimage starts with one step today, doesn't it? So with each day, the song said, I want to be singing when the evening comes. What Karis read, Psalm 92. Proclaim his love in the morning and his faithfulness in the evening. Yes, Lord, we want to start each day. We don't know where that day will go, but we want to hear his voice and receive one of his treasures so that at the end we know we've taken another step forward on our journey. Life can be tough, but our God is our strength on the journey of faith. Our later years can be especially hard with health issues. Poor Shirley, Naomi's mum, has had a very hard 10 years since her stroke, but we do see with her the glory of God day by day. And then the last, I think, chorus stanza of the song says, and on that day when my strength is failing, I think this is talking about near the end of our life, the end draws near and my time has come, still my soul will sing your praise unending. 10,000 years and then forevermore. I want to be singing right up to the moment of my last breath. God has given us all we need for our particular pilgrimage. It's a wonderful journey, a journey where we go from, not from strength to fatigue, we go from strength to strength in our inner person, because we can draw day by day from his storehouse of treasures. So should we just pray? And then maybe we could we sing that song again? And you can, yeah, perhaps it'll help enjoying the song. Lord, we do thank you for the privilege of being servants of the King, and that you've put us all on a journey of faith. And it's not a road where everything is clear, because it's walking by faith. It's knowing what it is to trust you and to know your hope and to trust you for whatever may come, whatever lies before us. But we want to be singing at the end of each day, and we want to be singing when those final breaths of our lives come. Lord, keep us going on the journey and help us to receive your grace for each day, and to know a little bit more at the end of the day than we knew before. Thank you, Lord. We want to know you more, because you're worth knowing. Bless your holy name. Amen.